Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community information platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Trish Irvine from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always, in every moment and in every place. My name is Trish Irvine, and I'm excited to share with you today's reflection. Before we get into the reflection, I'd like to invite you to subscribe to this podcast through iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Please also share our podcast with others who you think might benefit from it. Finally, if you're able, consider becoming a Come Follow Me patron, where you'll give us the opportunity to continually grow our efforts in assisting others on the journey of discipleship, as well as gain access to patron-only perks. Learn more at comefollow.me/support. The first reading from Deuteronomy is Moses speaking to the people on behalf of the Lord and sharing how the people need to observe the statutes and decrees that the Lord has given to them. And he says, "Today you are making this agreement with the Lord. He is to be your God, and you are to walk in his ways, and observe his statutes, commands, and decrees, and to hearken to his voice. And today the Lord is making this agreement with you. You are to be a people peculiarly his own, as he promised you. And provided you keep all his commandments, he will then raise you high in praise and renown and glory above all other nations he has made. And you will be a people sacred to the Lord your God, as he promised." And so we see in Deuteronomy how there's this give and take, right? This is what the Lord is agreeing to do for you, and this is what you are agreeing to do for the Lord. And it's not really balanced in terms of who's doing what. We see that on our part, we're being asked to make the Lord our God and to follow in all of the ways that he has outlined for us, which we know following in his law should bring us happiness and fulfillment in the deepest sense. Not necessarily the superficial happiness, but a joy that satisfies and fulfills. And then the Lord, the agreement that he's making with Israel, is that they are to be his people, and that he will glorify them above all of the other nations. And in other portions of scripture in the Old Testament, it talks about how they are to be a people that are holy, right, that are set apart. But the Lord is very clear that it isn't because they're the largest nation or the greatest nation, but rather it's because he wants them, because he chooses them. And sometimes I can get those things confused in my own heart and in my own life, right? I can think that it's because I try really hard, or because of some natural gifts that I have. But really, everything I am and everything I have is simply because the Lord chooses me, right? The Lord chooses to be in relationship with me. It's nothing I've earned. It's nothing I deserve. It's just this complete and total gift that we are to be a people peculiarly his own, right? Uniquely belonging to God in a way that if we live our lives well, other people can see that there's something different. not because we're so great, but because the one that we follow is so different than the one others follow or the many things other people choose to follow. I was talking with one of my classes not that long ago, and it was striking to me too, as things often are, when you're speaking about beautiful truths, that it's not as though it's just for others to hear, but I'm also speaking to myself. And I was sharing about how if God is real, which is what we profess as Christians, if God is real, then that should change everything about the way that I live. And I was challenging them to consider, how would their lives change if they chose to believe God wasn't real? Meaning, what are the unique things that they do now that reveal that they believe that there is a creator who loves them? And that our response ought to be a lot more than, I go to church on Sunday. But it should be more encompassing. If my life means something and there is an eternity to look forward to, I should live in a radically different way than if I am entirely accidental and there's nothing after I die. Those two realities should be completely different. And I think a lot of times we live or can fall into the habit of living as though we're practical atheists that maybe go to church on a Sunday, or maybe if there's a crisis, then we choose to like reach out to the Lord. But the Lord wants so much more than that. As we see in Deuteronomy, it's before the section that I read, Moses is saying, this day the Lord your God commands you to observe these statutes and decrees. Be careful then to observe them with all your heart and with all your soul. The Lord wants to be in relationship with us entirely and fully and completely. And so this is the agreement that the Israelites are entering into, and that the Lord calls us to enter into today too. We're agreeing to let him be our God and to follow in the ways that he's laid out for us. Ways that we believe will bring us true fulfillment and make us truly and authentically human, because we're living the way that our Creator intended us to live. And on his part, he makes us peculiarly his own. And he promises to raise us up and to glorify us because we're loved by him. And if we believe that's true, that should change everything. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for the covenant that you've chosen to enter into with us. Thank you for the promises that you make to us. Thank you for your laws and decrees that you give to us that guide us and show us how to live in a right way. Lord, we ask for the grace to be able to follow you fully and authentically, and that you would transform every action in our lives and fill it with your grace. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.